we had in society today. Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
Go ahead. Make my day.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
So ain't nothing changed from yesterday. Still the same person I was yesterday, and I got the same thing for you that I had yesterday. You know why I'm here.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Good way to start our Tuesday on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan. How are you, everybody? I'm Matt Shepard. Ben is our producer. And the Meyer hotline is 866-838-4843. You can text Sports Radio to 21000. Tigers lose to the Tribe in Cleveland, or to the Guardians in Cleveland, 2-1. Old habits sometimes die hard. Riley Green's leadoff homer, the lone run, ninth home run of the season, are ready for Riley Green. Second in the leadoff spot. That's what I read. I thought it was more than that. I would contend it is more than that. But that's what the game rap said. Jose Ramirez homered in the sixth for the Guardians, his 29th of his career against Detroit, 223rd of his career. His 87th go-ahead home run, that sets the franchise record, breaking that of Larry Doby. I said yesterday, if you could have one player for the Tigers to try and solve as many issues as your team has right now, who would it be? I know the obvious answer. I get it. Okay. Everyone's going to say, Shohei Ohtani. I understand why you would say that. It's not necessarily realistic, and I suppose none of this is realistic, to go get a opposing team's best player. I understand it. I mean, who wouldn't want Shohei Ohtani? Did you see what he did yesterday, by the way? I know. It's amazing. Simply amazing. He is 11 home runs now. 11 for Ohtani. Straightaway center field. He has been everything the Dodgers hoped he would be. And then some. Four homers in the last three games. He's stealing bases. He's driving in runs. The home run went 441 feet. I personally don't care how long they go, just as long as they clear the fence. Eighth time in his career that he's homered in three straight games. Fourth time he's hit four in a three-game span. On and on and on we go. But he's not pitching, and he's the DH. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Jose Ramirez might be the answer. I did pose that question once to A.J. Hinch a couple of years ago. He did not even hesitate. And he said Jose Ramirez. And here's the reason why. Jose Ramirez plays a solid third base. Do you have a third baseman? Exactly. Jose Ramirez has really good power. Do you miss home runs? Do you miss someone with power? Absolutely. Jose Ramirez gets on base. I mean, this is a five-time Silver Slugger, okay? Yes, he's a six-time All-Star? Something like that. Five-time All-Star? Thank you, Ben. But at one point, led the league in runs. Has scored over 100 runs three times in his career. Extra base hits. He's got 330 extra base hits, or doubles, I should say. So he's a double machine. He drives in runs. He homers. He gets on base. Doesn't strike out much. Plays a solid defense. One of the best clubhouse guys you could ever imagine. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying from an age standpoint, you know, everybody wants to get younger for some reason. He's only 31. He's got at least, what, five really good years left in him, you would think? Four or five? And who knows, maybe more. He burns the Tigers again. Just seems to do it on a regular basis. Detroit has dropped four straight, five in a row on the road. What did we say yesterday? We said their offense is terrible. And it is. Offense is awful right now. Right now. It can be made up. For sure. They've got the pitching. Jack Flaherty was good enough yesterday to win. You and I both know that. And we know that pitching and defense wins championships in baseball. But you've got to score some runs. The Tigers this year, 11 times, have been held to two runs or fewer. They've played 35 games, and they've been held to 11 runs, or two runs, excuse me, two runs or fewer, 11 times. 31% of their games, 31.5% of their games, they have been held to two runs or fewer. That will not cut it in Major League Baseball. And it's really too bad. Because, again, the pitching is definitely there. Folks, they rank the top four in Major League Baseball in earned run average, walks, hits per innings pitched, that's WHIP, and on-base percentage against. That's impressive statistics. Unfortunately, they rank 22nd or worse in runs scored, in home runs, in batting average, can be misleading, on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. Those are tough numbers to avoid or to ignore. That's how bad this team has been offensively so far. Now, I read an article yesterday. You probably read the same thing about OPS plus. And we know where that's coming from because that's what this front office is all about. They are about OPS plus, which takes into account where you are playing the game of baseball. It's about taking in all the elements. It's not just holding it to one, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's an irrelevant statistic. I'm just telling you right now, you can't take just the one statistic and say everything's going to be okay because of this, when the other ones are so glaringly weak. And in the end, we can dive into as many different numbers as we want. Sometimes that's the beauty of baseball. Sometimes it's the handicap of the sport. You could dive into as many as you want. But the bottom line is you've got to score runs. Guys have to cross the plate. Guys have to get on base to do that. And they are not doing that enough. Simple as that. Just getting started on a Tuesday. Looking forward to your thoughts on the Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. You can text the program Sports Radio to 21000. We're back with more right after this across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We play for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Back with you on X's and Bros. We're with you Monday through Friday from 6 until 9 across the state of Michigan in Traverse City and WKAD 93.7 FM, The Ticket. Ron and Petoskey in Charlevoix, WMMBN 104.7 FM, The Ticket, Northern Michigan. On the Mitt in Midland, Saginaw, and Bay City, WLUN 100.9. Ron and Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY 101.1 FM, Up North Sports Radio. Ron and Cadillac and WKAD, The Ticket 93.7 FM in Flint, WTRX, Sports Extra 1330 AM. And, of course, in Grand Rapids, 96.1 FM, WMAX, The Game. I'm Matt Shepard. Ben is our producer. You can call him on the Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. The text line, Sports Radio, to 21,000 as you search for your disappointment so far with what the Tigers have done offensively. Every single night, I used to go into a game. Look, we get caught up in the past too often, where you've got to let go. You know, like kids will say, hey, old guy. You know, kids will say, you know, let it, you know, evolve a little bit. And I get it. I totally understand what they're saying. Doesn't mean it's easy for me. Doesn't mean it could be easy for you either. However, you know, you do have to find different ways to look at things. Well, the Tigers, and baseball in general, has moved on from batting average. Okay, you got to get away from batting average. That used to be the holy grail. That's what we would do. In fact, if you go to a ball game now, and you'll notice on the scoreboard, rarely do you see batting average. You see power numbers or on-base percentage. Check it out. Next time you go to Comerica Park, or wherever it is you may be, check out what numbers they're putting next to players. And again, rarely you will see the batting average numbers. What you're going to see is you're going to see on-base percentage. You're going to see OPS. You'll see OPS plus. Something like that, okay? OBP is pretty good. It's on-base percentage. The league average right now is .312. So a team is getting on 31% of the time. That's the league average. The best team, excuse me, is the Dodgers, and that's a that's a high bar. Phillies have won 5-6 in a row after winning again last night. Harper with a big home run over the Giants. They're at 33%. The Yankees just swept the Tigers. They're at 33%. All right, so the league average is at 31. The Tigers are at close to 30. They're at 29.9. The teams worse than them, Seattle, Colorado, St. Louis, Cincy, Oakland, Miami, Chicago. How many of those teams jump out at you and say, oh, boy, they're doing really well? One. One team. Reds are under 500. Colorado's terrible. St. Louis, five games under 500. Miami is terrible. White Sox only have 8 wins. We know that. Seattle is the only team there who's played halfway decent baseball at 19-16. They're half game back of Texas. Okay? Shep, that's a little misleading. Don't want that one. Oh, okay. OPS Plus. That's the one, the article, I think it was in the news, Detroit News, indicated. We shouldn't be too upset. You shouldn't be giving up because, you know, OPS Plus, you get some players, so on and so forth. The league average is 100. On base plus slugging, no matter where you're playing. Okay? Obviously, the league average is going to be 100. The Tigers as a team are at 87. The only teams worse, Reds, Rockies, Cardinals, Marlins, White Sox. Don't believe in that. Okay, fair enough. What is it you believe in? I believe in power, Shep. Okay. Slugging. Again, I'm taking this as a team. Riley Green's been pretty good so far. To a certain extent, Mark Canna. I'm taking it as a team. Slugging. Hard to deny that, right? It is. It's hard to deny that slugging is an important statistic. The league average is at 383 for a team. Slug. The Tigers are at 355. The only teams worse, Miami, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and the White Sox. You don't want that? It's all about scoring, right? That's what we've said. Okay. Scoring runs, really important. The average is 152. Tigers, 134. There's a few teams in there, like Toronto, who you consider to be pretty good. San Francisco, who you consider to be pretty good, who have fewer runs scored than Detroit. But they're still near the bottom. That's a problem. You can't deny it. This team isn't going to run you out of the ballpark because of speed. Nope, they don't have that. Defensively, there's nobody that makes you go, holy crap, that guy's destined for gold glove material. Maybe Parker Meadows? No. Their offense, or their defense, I should say, oftentimes is in flux. Zach McKinstry at short sometimes, Matt Fielding at third sometimes. There's no one defensive player that makes you go, stop and just watch this guy every single day. I think Meadows is really good in center field. I think Riley Green is really good in left field. Are they gold glove material? Maybe it's too early to tell. So defensively, there's nothing there that makes you just stop and go, that's it. And it's not offensively. It's all about the pitching. And I'll reiterate what I said yesterday, and I'll continue to do this. This is why this team has arms to sell. Now, I'm not saying you get into the sweepstakes with Miami. I'm telling you, You take some of those arms. When? I don't know the answer to that. That's up to Scott Harris to decide. You take an arm or two, and you bring in a decent bat, a power bat. Easy for me to say. You really, what you need to do is you need to identify who that bat is, where they play, all those things, how they fit into your team. I'm not saying you're going to be able to go out and get Shohei Ohtani. So I'm realistic. Mookie Betts, Alec Bohm, Trey Turner. No, none of those guys. But you've got to find something. You've got to go get something if this continues. And again, what did I say at the beginning of the season? 40 games. That's what Sparky Anderson used to say. Give me 40 games. You're at 35 right now. So by the end of the weekend, you're going to have a better idea of what your team is if you believe in that philosophy. Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
No, we did give ourselves a lot of opportunities with nine or ten guys left on base, and it's just that we didn't get the big hit. We didn't really continue the inning, which is frustrating. 2-1 game. I mean, those are big at bats that came up empty. Veerling hit the ball hard to left on with a 2-out line drive, but other than that, we had a hard time finishing the rallies that we started. I mean, this is. Part of the difficulty playing against this team is their pitching, responds in those situations, and we didn't come up with a big hit.
AJ Hinch on Bally Sports following the loss last night in Cleveland, 2-1. His team struggling to score runs, as we brought up already here this morning. They have lost 4 straight games. 5 in a row on the road. They're back at it again tonight in Cleveland. Kenta Maeda coming off his first win as a Tiger against Logan Allen. And then they'll wrap things up in Cleveland, I believe, on Wednesday. Reese Olson against Tanner Beebe. Problem is, look, we all want consistency. Who doesn't? You want consistency in sports. You want consistency in life. I understand it. It's hard to come by. It's very challenging to try and get that consistency. There's not that many teams that are going to be able to do it. The best of the best will be able to do it because they've got really good players. I don't know who you measure Detroit against. I think the best thing to do, personally, is to start with the division. You can't measure your team against the Dodgers. You just can't. I mean, you don't have Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, Smith batting back to back to back to back. Max Muncy doesn't hit for a high average. He's got good power. He's the number five hitter. You go Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, and Smith, Will Smith, who I think is arguably, along with JT Realmuto, the best catcher in the game, offensively, defensively. You know, Realmuto is really good. Smith is really good. Wilson Contreras, I don't think he's a very good catcher. He can hit. But you get my point, all right? Don't measure yourself against that. And let's take finances out of it. Let's take the team payroll out of it for a minute. Let's just look at the players in general. And I know it's tough to do that with the Dodgers because of Ohtani and Freeman and Betts. Those guys are all free agents, right? Don't measure yourself against the Phillies, whose top six in their lineup are arguably the best in baseball. When you go Schwarber, strikes out a lot, doesn't hit for a high average, but hits with great power, keeps you on your toes, homered again last night. Realmuto, as I mentioned. Catcher batting 264 with pop is really good, especially when he's got a pop time that he has. Best in baseball in each of the last 2-3 years. Bryce Harper, 3-for-4 last night, hit his 8th home run. You can live with 243. Who cares? When you got a slug of 496, come on. Alec Bohm took the horse collar last night in the win over San Francisco, but on the year, batting 350 with an OBP over 400 and a slug of over 550. Brandon Marsh, Nick Castellanos, and Castellanos has struggled this year. He's been in the 7th spot. Would you take him? From an offensive standpoint, you're damn right you would. So don't measure yourself against that. Measure yourself against teams within the division who, if you want to go toward the money, spend as much money as Detroit or less, and who you're going to face, what, 14 times a year. That's who you measure yourself against. That's the tough thing about facing a team like Cleveland. They do it time and time again. And I was thinking about this last night. I'm like, you know, we used to give, and rightfully so, Terry Francona so much credit. Because he's a Hall of Fame manager. He's a good dude, by the way. But a Hall of Fame manager. Just knows how to handle things. Ironically enough, a year ago, his last game managed was the last game Miguel Cabrera played in at Comerica Park. But Cleveland's 23-12. They've won 3 straight. They're tough to beat at home. They're atop the division. Again, 2.5 over Minnesota, who at one point won 12 straight games, lost and then bounced back, got another win. I mean, look at their lineup. Does it send shivers down your spine? No, but Stephen Vogt's done a really good job. And that was I was critical of it. And maybe it's too early, way too early, to try and give you an idea on whether or not he's going to be a good manager, but he's pushing some pretty impressive buttons right now. He's also got a really impressive team, even though they're without Stephen Kwan, who's a table setter at the top of the order and a 2-time Gold Glove winner in left. You're winning with Andrés Giménez. Jose Ramirez stirs the drink. Josh Naylor provides pop. Other guys, come on, really? Tyler Freeman? Bo Naylor? Under 200? Will Brennan? Brian Rocchio? If you fall back into the trap of batting average, in the lineup last night, there's nobody over 275 on base percentage without Stephen Kwan. You've only got 2 guys over 300, Naylor and Giménez, for on base percentage. They get just enough. But in case you weren't with us at the very start, the Tigers 11 times now, 11 times this year, they have scored two runs or less. And they are now just a game above 500. When will you decide, when will you kind of get an idea or be convinced of what this team is? I'll go back to what Sparky Anderson used to say, give me 40 games. I still think that might be a little too early. But there's a lot of cliches in sports. And baseball's got plenty of them. And what do they say? You're going to win 60, you're going to lose 60. What happens to the other 40? Or 42? It's just the way it works. Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. So Tigers lose there. Knicks came back. They beat the Pacers 121-117. Jalen Brunson scored 43. He scored 21 in the fourth quarter. Oh, my God, that kid was good. It's no longer just a feel-good story, is it? It's like, this dude's one of the best players in the league. Josh Hart, his teammate, had 24 points and 13 boards. Dante DiVincenzo had 25, including 5 threes. There was controversy. In case you missed it, there was a tip pass by a Pacers player that was ruled a kickball late in the fourth. Turned around and led to a triple for New York. They took the lead. I don't know if it was 109-108 Indiana when that happened. I forget exactly, but the Pacers were up. It's a non-reviewable play. Referees said after the game that that was an error on their part, which is great. You're willing to admit the error by an experienced crew. It sure as hell doesn't help Rick Carlisle and the Pacers. Not that I have a dog in this fight, but it doesn't help him that they've admitted their mistake. The problem is, it's non-reviewable. I don't understand the point of the review if you're not going to have a wider umbrella to review plays like that in such a key moment like that. What's the point of having it? The other controversial call was an offensive screen called against Miles Turner with 12 seconds left. Indiana's got the ball. Tyrese Halliburton is trying to get to the center of the floor. Between the rings, Turner comes out, sets a screen on DiVincenzo, who had 5 personal fouls at the time, by the way. And DiVincenzo, according to Turner, after the game, he sold it. Well, Turner also said this. He said, look, you'd like players to decide the game. I would too. I bet you would too. But there are certain calls that have to be made. You can't just let everybody freelance it just because it's the end of the game and you don't want referees to be the story of the game. You still have to be able to make some calls if they're obvious. Something had to be called there. Something had to be called. Either DiVincenzo is fouling out or Turner gets the offensive foul. It looked like it was a moving screen to me. But it's a tough one to take, especially when you feel you got jobbed earlier with what was deemed a kickball, really was a tip ball. It was tipped. Indiana then gained possession. They would have been off and running and gotten some type of fast break opportunity. I'm not saying a fast break point because sometimes people will miss, but some type of fast break opportunity. Instead, play halts, New York inbounds, they get a 3, they go on to win it, 121-117 in game one. Minnesota blows out Denver. That one was stunning. They didn't just beat them. They took him behind the school and beat him up 106-80. Largest road playoff win in franchise history for the Timberwolves. Second largest win in playoff history for Minnesota. How good were they? We can look at the 106, and I can tell you that Anthony Edwards is averaging 36.5 points per game in his last four playoff games. I can tell you how good Karl Anthony Towns was, and he was. He was special. Played great defense, but also boasted a double-double. Edwards, again, was fantastic. They had plenty of contributions, plenty of things to quote-unquote write home about. Minnesota, it shows you, they're showing you that they're no fluke. Everybody just jumped on the Denver bandwagon, and I get it because they have an MVP candidate in Nikola Jokic, and they won the championship a year ago. But perhaps we've underestimated, just when engaged, how good Karl Anthony Towns is, 27 points, 12 boards. And the rising star of that of Anthony Edwards, 27.7 assists. But the bottom line is defense. Minnesota found something. They have engaged. They have been connected and engaged defensively. They held Denver to 35 first half points, held them to 35% shooting overall. They win both games in Denver and now go home for game three. Man, impressive. I was trying to figure out last night while watching these games, I'm trying to figure out what's more impressive. What Minnesota has done to Denver or the way Jalen Brunson has led. I suppose both can be true. Brunson is the first in playoff history, by the way, to score 40 and 5 assists in four straight playoff games. Nobody's ever done that. That's surprising. His 210 points scored most in a five-game span since Michael Jordan did it back in 1993. You're mentioned in the same conversation with one of the greatest, if not the greatest player of all time. That's turning heads. That is some kind of play. And what did we say earlier? Everyone's looking for consistency. He's been pretty consistent. Speaking of consistency, Victor Wembanyama was as consistent a player as there was this year. There are 99 votes for the Rookie of the Year. He earned all of them. A unanimous choice. He is the third San Antonio Spur to win Rookie of the Year. Robinson, Duncan, and now Wembanyama. The other two are legend Spurs. And it sure looks like Wembanyama is en route to doing the same. Now, it's just 1 year. You want to be patient. You want to be understanding. And you want to reserve judgment to a certain extent. Okay, that's cool. There's going to be a time where you look at what's going on. You're going to say, oh, wait a minute now. This is, I'm convinced. When that time is, I don't know. That's up to you individually. But if you ever watch this young man play, and by the way, he's going to turn 20. He's 20 years old. But at some point, while you're watching him, you're going to go, okay, now I get it. I think it's pretty obvious right now. Guy can shoot from outside, can take it inside, and he's a defensive monster. He might win Defensive Player of the Year. Since blocks became an official statistic back in 1974, he joins three other players to ever have 1,500 points, 250 assists, and 250 blocks in a season. I'm going to give you those other players coming up. But I also wanted to tell you about the hockey final last night. This is what I love about certain teams. I love when teams show the fortitude, the toughness mentally to do something. The Boston Bruins were able to pick up a very emotionally drenched win against Toronto in Game 7. It was an overtime win. Right? I think so. I mean, I watched the game. It was 2-1. Yeah, it was overtime. Yeah, because Pastor and I got the overtime. We just talked about that yesterday. So they get an overtime win. Then they got to go on the road, and they got to play one of the toughest teams to play against, and that's Florida. Matt Tkachuk scores first early in the second for the Panthers. And then Boston answers with five straight and win it 5-1. Incredible. Now, I don't know if they're going to win the series. I just know this. When a team can collect themselves physically and emotionally after that series win over Toronto, up 3-1, losing two straight, then holding them off down, by the way, early or down late in the game against Toronto in Game 7 and to win it in overtime and then put on that type of performance on the road against one of the better teams in all of hockey, the Florida Panthers. It tells you something about that team, the toughness of that team. Speaking of tough, Pat Riley is one of the toughest dudes out there as a player and as a coach, now as a GM. His words on one of his star players when we come back on X's and Bros after this.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.